Jeff Riffer, senior litigation partner in the law firm of Jeffer, Mangels, Butler, and Marmoreau in Los Angeles, California, discusses why and how he uses Microsoft's OneNote software for day-to-day litigation. In looking for software to help him win cases, he originally wanted software that would help him organize facts and data he obtained during the progression of a lawsuit, software that would be learned easily, and software that would be easy to use. As litigation unfolds, attorneys learn many disparate facts. They don't always know if the facts will be important during the trial, or even if they may be connected to other parts of the case. Thus, the software must be capable of collecting the information and then searchable later when the entire picture comes into keener focus. In other words, the process is analogous to the collection of pieces of paper with notes scribbled on them. However, with many pieces of paper, especially in cases with many documents, organization is often difficult. With Microsoft's OneNote, this process became much easier for Jeff. In our interview, Jeff Riffer talks about OneNote and how he uses the software.
Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
You're entirely welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm excited to have this opportunity to talk with you and interview you. Let's start off our conversation about Microsoft's OneNote. And my first question would be, how did you learn of it?
I've talked with some other attorneys, and we were talking about software that could help us win cases. The other attorneys were litigators, and we were talking about the fact that there wasn't really a software package that was for day-to-day litigators. I mean, there's some products that are out there that are supposed to be for that, but they didn't really fit what we thought was needed for lawsuits.
Well, what are you looking for when you say that? What specific tasks were you looking for the software to do?
I wanted it to be easy to manipulate. It's common in litigation that you learn a fact or a witness or there's a date, and you don't really see completely where it fits in everywhere, but you just know that it may be important later. So you want to get it down in writing so you don't forget it. And then as the case goes on, which some of these cases last for years, you want to constantly be able to build on that. And it's useful if some of the information can be like in a free form. So if it's just a short fact, it might only be a few words or a phrase, then sometimes you might want to have at your fingertips a page of material, sometimes something, a page of text of something that was said at a deposition, or a page or so of something that was said at a hearing, or a page or two from somebody's brief, because it relates to that fact. And as the years or the months go by or the years, you want to be able to synchronize all those so that at trial you've got everything where you need it in a database that's easy to find.
Well, I know it's difficult, at least in my mind it's difficult, to describe this verbally since we're in the oral medium and not in the visual medium.
Right.
But how is it that you can take something from a note you made on Monday and another a note you made a month later on Wednesday in a different location on OneNote and bring them together?
You can set it up in a couple of different ways. I mean, I usually don't do it by date because that's not as significant for me. But I may have it like by witness. So from the initial client interview, we may make a list of what we think will be the key people in the case. People that we think will either give us favorable testimony or people that we think will not be able to give us favorable testimony. Obviously, if we think that the people are not going to give us favorable testimony, then throughout the case, we're going to be looking for ways to question their credibility. So every time that we learn in a case that they said something that was contradictory or they weren't truthful, or we might find that they're being investigated by the government somewhere, they were sued, maybe they lost another lawsuit, we can put all that in a file, and then at trial, or as we're preparing for trial, we'll have all that information at our fingertips that will have been gathered over months or possibly years.
So in other words, you'll set up a page or a file within OneNote that'll say witness William.
Right.
And you just keep writing stuff on that page or in that file about witness William? Is
right.
that what you're saying?
Correct.
Is this something like mind mapping?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good analogy.
And how do you pull it together? Let's say now you go back to witness William file, and you've got this all this stuff there. How do you organize the stuff that's there?
Well, then, for the example we're using for William, so it looks like that'd be a cross-examination because we think that he's going to give hostile testimony. So after we've collected the stuff, and of course the advantage of getting it in a software program and written down is so that it's not lost. Of course, you got to back it up.
Right.
The system doesn't crash. But the advantage of doing that over time and in the software base is you've got it all there. And then as you get closer to trial and you're preparing your cross-examination, you think of themes that may have come out. For example, the way I'm talking about is it may have been that you learned over the months or years of the case that he lost two other fraud judgments. But when you learn the facts, what didn't come in one at the same day, it could have been months apart. But when you're reviewing all the information you have about him, you'll see, oh, here's a fraud judgment against him. And then you'll go down, oh, here's another one. And then for your cross, you'll know, obviously, to keep those things together. And that one of your points will be, well, juries have already found that you don't tell the truth.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that you're just throwing all this stuff into OneNote
right.
within a file designated for our purpose of discussion as witness William.
Right.
And then before trial in preparation, you'll go back, or deposition or
right.
whatever, you'll go back to that file and you'll print everything out perhaps.
Right.
And then kind of develop your themes and your subject matters, and then you may create a new file with the stuff organized in a different way, more useful to you. Is that a fair statement?
That is exactly what I do. So the actual pieces of paper that I would take up would be, it'd be a different file. The way I use OneNote is just to keep information so nothing gets lost. It's all there. And then I review it, of course, to prepare. And then I'll prepare separate files. And actually, I use like many files. So in this case, one would be fraud judgments. Another one may be contradictions in the case between the deposition and documents. Another one would be possibly if our guy Williams had written any articles or books to be able to impeach what he's saying about the industry or about the case with what he's already written about in the past.
Okay, so if I put myself in my youth and remember what my father used to do, he used to write notes. Of course, I did it too.
Right.
That was my learning curve.
Right.
And the notes would be in my shirt pocket.
Me too, by the way.
Okay, so what you're...
those yellow sticky things?
Yeah, yeah, well, when I was growing up, we didn't have 3M yet.
Right, right.
But you're saying that went into the shirt pocket, and this perhaps is replacing that.
That's exactly how I did it, because I used to always take notes, and they were... Yeah, for years I've used that 3M product, by the way, the yellow sticky.
Right, absolutely.
Which are really a fabulous product. But and I would have them actually near and on my computer.
Okay.
And on my desk. And the fear was always that they would get lost or misplaced, or the cleaning crew would knock one when they were cleaning up at the end of the day.
Because every now and then the glue on the back did dry up and it blew away.
Exactly. It wasn't perfect. Most of the time it works, but lawsuits can sometimes last years, and sometimes some of the glue wears out. And sometimes, as I said, I knock them around, or I used to have them by the phone too. Sometimes when people would call, I'd leave message, you know, I'd write down, oh, got to return this call, got to return that call. And sometimes as a litigator, you're out of the office for a week on depositions, or sometimes you have trials out of the office, and you come back and there's a million messages to do, and if that's the way you tracked it, it was a mess. If you lost hit or it got misplaced or it got moved or just fell on the floor.
Well, you said that you use this for litigation.
Right.
Was this the first application for OneNote that you used it for?
Yes, for me, right.
Is it the only application you still use it for, or do you use it for other things?
The only other thing that I use it for is speeches.
Tell us about that. How do you use it for speeches?
I've given lectures on some of my cases at UCLA's law school, at Pepperdine's law school, here in Los Angeles, Loyola's law school, and I regularly give talks at Pepperdine's Graduate School of Business. When I'm organizing my speeches, especially when I've got several months to prepare, because the date's been set that far in advance, I start taking notes, but again, instead of using a yellow legal pad or the stickies, I'll do it with the software, the OneNote software. And then every time I think of something that I want to put in the speech, I just open it up and put it in, and sometimes it's just a thought. Sometimes, you know, I'll be listening to National Public Radio, and they'll have something, and I'll go, oh, yeah, I want to make sure that I mention that because it's a recent development. Or I'll be reading a law journal article and say, oh, that's got a good point, I want to use that. Or sometimes, because I want to keep the class interesting, I hear a joke that's applicable to the topic that I'm talking about. It's law. So a lot of times there aren't jokes, but when I when I have them, I don't want to forget it. So I pop that in. And then as the speech gets closer, you know, generally for me, that would be about a week beforehand, then I go through all the notes that are all written down and then organize by saying, oh, great, now I know all the main topics I want to do. I've got some details. I've got some colorful cases or colorful examples pulled from recent developments that I can use to analogize or to emphasize a point. And then I do try to add some humor. So if I've, in the last couple of months working up to the speech, if I heard any humor that I can use for the speech, I've got that too. And I've got it in all one place. And then I usually then make it, after I do that and reread it, I'll organize a new file that will be organized. For me, my initial file is just getting random thoughts there so that nothing gets lost.
And how do you organize the OneNote? I mean, I've used it for a little...
In the folders and everything?
Yeah, I've used it for a bit, right. And it's, at least my observation is, it doesn't look like it is unlimited in tabs, if you will, if that's the right phraseology.
Right.
So how do you deal with that? What is your system for creating unlimited tabs for your use?
I usually just, you know, open either a new section or a new folder. And periodically, if it gets unwieldy, I will, even in, quote, the middle, reorganize it. So, for example, if it's a really important witness, I won't actually wait till a week before the trial to organize it. You know, when I've got some time to think about it, when I know that these are the most important witnesses in the case, I'll go through it, reorganize it, shorten it, tighten it up. And that'll also know sometimes where the holes are, which is, this is a really good area, we need to develop it more, either through more depositions or to have somebody do internet searches. And then that also frees up some space, because for me, initially, when anything is good, I just pop it in, whether it's one sentence long or it's a page long. And then as you go forward, you'll see sometimes if you popped it in as a page or two pages, you can go, oh, this really is just, you know, one thought. It's one phrase, and it can get shortened.
Well, it sounds to me like you use a laptop a lot and that you don't go anywhere without your laptop in order to be able to do
this. Yeah, for litigation. I go on vacation sometimes without a laptop. But that's only because I don't like lugging it through, even laptops, I don't like lugging it through airports. But I agree, in litigation, I've always got it.
Now, what kind of laptop do you use? You use a notebook or just a standard laptop?
A notebook. I've got an IBM notebook that I've been using now for a couple of years, and usually every couple of years I'll get a new one. But I've been using this IBM notebook for a couple of years now, and it's pretty good. It's pretty light.
And that's the standard one? That's not one that you handwrite on?
Correct. Yeah, it's not a tablet.
Okay.
Right. In fact, I had read once that OneNote was set up for tablets, but I just use it on a conventional notebook.
Okay. How would you describe your learning curve with OneNote? How difficult?
I don't think that it's difficult. I didn't have a lot of problems with it. The thing that I like the best is you can just write notes down and be very informal, and that's what I did. And that's what I like. We didn't touch on this earlier, but it's another thing that I like. You know, in contrast to PowerPoint, which a lot of lawyers use, but I never liked PowerPoint. And one of the reasons is with PowerPoint, you only get, you know, a limited number of bullet points per page or per slide.
Right.
Here you don't have that problem. So if I'm working on something, let's say like key impeachment for Cross, because we were talking about that earlier. And instead of only having three or four, which would be like a traditional PowerPoint bullet, the bullets, say that under certain section, I've got a lot of material, you know, 10 or 20 points, like maybe just for recent events, maybe like what the government's doing, you know, with the cross-examination of Skilling in the Enron case.
Right.
You know, they're going to go on for days just on the cross-examination. You're not limited to that. Like I said, PowerPoint, you can only get so many bullet points per page or per slide, and then you got to do another one. And it can be awkward if you have a heading or not. This, you don't have that problem. So it's, I think that it works a little bit better. In fact, as I said, I prefer it for class presentations, too.
Well, following that on, let me ask you this. How sophisticated does one need to be in order to make the full use of OneNote?
Well, I probably don't make full use of it because I do not consider myself a techie, but I certainly get value out of it. So since I'm not, you know, a technical guy, I the truth is I probably am not making full use out of it, but I'm getting good use out of it. Cause for me, the learning curve was actually pretty short. When I first got it, I took the tutorial, which I think is on the web that they have for OneNote. And then after that, I think that takes like 5 or 10 minutes. Then after that, I just sort of played around, and I find it actually relatively easy.
What advice would you give to another lawyer who might be considering exploring the use of OneNote?
I think it's a really good product that doesn't have any direct competitors. It's very easy for people that like to take a lot of notes and were not previously well organized to get it all now written down in software so that you can find it weeks or months or years later. I actually don't know how you do litigation without it because it's so common to learn facts but not see all the implications of those facts at the time you learn them.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, but you don't want to forget them. And sometimes it's easy to forget a fact if you don't see the relevance or how it relates to something else. This way, by just putting everything down, later on you can go back and see things that you wouldn't have seen on day one.
You mentioned using the tutorial. Are there any other learning tools that you would suggest somebody use or purchase in order to make the most
That's
advantage?
That's all I did, and I think just that and playing around are enough. Normally, that's what I like to do. For me, for a software product, I'm only willing to invest 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and that's about it. Just learning it, either from a book or some tutorial, and after that, I want to get my hands around the product and start using it. Because if I don't find it intuitive, it's going to be difficult for me to remember it. And I won't use products that take, you know, hours to learn. They might have great capabilities, but I'm afraid that I just won't remember those capabilities.
Well, you mentioned something about competition for OneNote. There are outline programs, are there not?
Yes, there are outline programs, and there's some programs that are specifically meant for litigation, too. Like CaseMap's one that comes out, that's a database that's made for litigators.
Right. How would you compare CaseMap, for example, which is what I was thinking of,
right,
with OneNote?
I actually think that CaseMap is a good product. But why I like OneNote is you can create your own files. CaseMap, although you can insert your material, it's built, the outlines are ready there for you. So if you don't easily fit into their outline, you could actually put material in there and not be able to figure out where you put it, which I had that problem once on a case. We actually ended up solving it, but it just wasn't as easy because you're living with their system. But I do think that's a good product. I just like OneNote because you can build your own system and do it the way that you like it. You're not going into their format.
One of the things that came to mind when I mentioned the possibility that this might be something like a mind map formula was the ability to, especially if you've got many pages of notes, is the ability to do a search. Does OneNote have the search capability within its system, for example, if you're going to pick up a phrase or a word or what have you, to give you all the places within your system?
Yeah, you can search for information within either a section of this or within the entire notebook, which makes it easier if you forgot where you track the information.
Okay, so I think one might conclude that you're a satisfied customer.
I think it's a really good product.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today, Jeff, and sharing your thoughts with our audience. I think, like you, it's a great product, although I don't use it in the same fashion, and I certainly don't use it in the depth that you use it. But I'm glad that you were able to share your thoughts with us today.
You bet, and I hope you never have to use it for litigation.
Amen.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.